you examine.
Doc sat back on the top of the wag, smiling serenely, while John and Pitor gave him bemused stares. Mildred and J.B. were just in front and heard Dr. Tenner's discourse.
You crazy old buzzard. You want to confuse these poor boys so that they don't know if they're coming or going?
Life is confusion. A lesson that I learned the hard way. If I can make it a little easier for someone else, then I shall be a happy man.
If that's making things easier, Doc, I'd hate to be around when you made them difficult.
Meanwhile, at the front of the caravan, Gloria had approached the beginnings of the woodland. The division between plain and wood was sharp, emphasizing its artificiality. She slowed her spring-heeled pace as she reached the edge of the plain, turned, and held up her arm.
Okay, time to get triple red again. You know what to do, so do it!
Ryan and Jack arrived beside her, both glad to slow their pace under the burning sun.
It'll be good to get out of this fire-blasted heat.
Too true. I hate traveling when it's this hot.
She not look like it.
Well, maybe a bit then, sweetie.
While this exchange had been taking place, a group of outriders had moved into the woodland, spreading out to cover all points in front and to the side of the path the Gate Queen intended to take. She unsheathed her punga and tested the edge with the ball of her thumb.
Well, time to start the work.
Let's do it.
And so began the next phase of the journey. They were out of the plain, and now only a few miles from the settlement that appeared on the surface to be devoid of life, but that they knew to somehow hold the illuminated ones, probably in a redoubt of some kind. When they'd made camp for the night, Doc sat with Ryan, Christy, and Gloria, musing on this.
It presents us with a whole series of thorny little problems, does it not? If the Illuminated Ones are in a redoubt, then why have they never tried to travel around the Deathlands? Or at least, not to the extent where we have ever come across them before, or heard mention of them until recently.
Maybe if they're the ones of which our legends speak, and they're the guardians of the gateway, then they have greater knowledge. Maybe they have a way of regulating their travel through the old tech. You have spoken of how you cannot control where you land. Well, maybe they can.
Christy and Ryan exchanged sharp glances. The companions had been careful not to speak too much of their travels through the Matrans in front of any of the gate. Did this mean that Jack had been speaking to Gloria about these things without telling the others? There had been no set rule about this, but it had been assumed by all that it would be best to keep this quiet until or unless it was necessary.
A good point, my fair queen. It would seem that it was the merest accident that tapped us into the previous Illuminated One's redoubt that we encountered. If they have their old tech in good working order, they may be able to use other redoubts and block their own ones from receiving any unwanted visitors, shall we say?
Well, they may be getting them now.
It was a strange thing to be pitched into the middle of an alien time and to hear so much that made sense only with the benefit of hindsight. There were rumors of a secret society that was ready to take over the government and use it for its own ends if the end time came. And yet, it was also rumored that this society was funded by the black operations budget of the very government that it sought to overthrow. Indeed, it was rumored that the security agencies of that government had infiltrated the secret society to such an extent that it was, in fact, operated by the government itself, and was no more than a fail-safe device for retaining power if civilization collapsed around its ears. Which, of course, it did. Ironic, then, is it not, that this very society is now little more than a footnote to the Deathland saga, existing in its own little void somewhere in the northwest of what used to be a so-called United States?
Nice story, honey, but what does it have to do with what we're after?
Yeah? What? Oh, well, why, is it not obvious? If the Illuminated Ones and the government of the old pre-dark United States were one and the same, in effect, then doesn't it make sense that the shadow center of the government that I heard rumors about will be the very place where the secret society will be based? Where the gateway you seek, and where the possible entry to the stockpile and the peace which we seek, well, where they will be?
Are you saying what I think you're saying, Doc?
I believe so, my friend. Welcome, indeed, to what is left of the constitutional government of the United States of America. And believe me, you really are welcome to it.
As the night drew in, Gloria gathered her people before the campfire. Only the guards outside the encampment were out of sight and hearing. The Gate Queen sat with her back to the fire, no more than a backlit shadow as she spoke, the firelight illuminating the halo of her red mane, as she began to breathe slowly, steadily, and deeply, entrancing herself to begin another retelling from the legends of her people.
When the time came for the world as we knew it to end, and for the people to begin over, it was said that the only way to hold the past and embrace the future was to preserve that which had made the past great, that which had helped to keep the power within. And so they made the place of hiding in the shape of power, five-sided and like a pentagram, yet not. It was built in secret. Within and below, the power would now be centered within the shadow, and like unto a mirror, it would be magnified and increased through the years, until it was ready to be reclaimed. Reclaimed at a point where all was ready for the next rising. Those who would be a part of this reclamation of power were the chosen ones. The warriors who had been trained through the ages to use that power wisely and well. They would have to search, and on that search they would learn, so that when they arrived, it would be the right time. Not before, and not after.
Ryan glanced across and noticed Doc deep in thought. After Gloria had finished and the Gate were dispersing for the long night watches, Ryan called his people together and sat them before the fire.
So, Doc, tell me what you think.
About what? Unless you mean what I think you mean.
I do, Doc. She's talking about the Pentagon, right? I read about it when I was growing up in Front Royal. It all points to that, and it all ties in with what you were saying before. My guess is that the Gate were some kind of offshoot of the Illuminated Ones. Maybe a breakaway group of some kind. I knew there was a lot of dissension before Skydark. A lot of strange cults and religions that thought the world would end with the coming of a new millennium. And my guess is that each of these groups would have supporters and believers who had some kind of power somewhere, or some kind of access to that power.
Ah, now about that, I would know little, my friend. Remember, I was not around in that time for too long. Come to that, most of the time I was there, they were too busy trying to keep me quiet and out of the way. I only know the rumors.
Yeah, well, I lived through it, Doc, and it sure as shit sounds that way to me. The funny thing is that most of us didn't believe that there'd be anything in it.
Yeah, but that's all history now. It doesn't really matter where the Gate came from, does it? It only matters that this place is what they've been looking for, and it's what we're looking for.
And that it's going to be heavily protected and a bastard to get into.
Right. Hard fuckers. Must be Triple Red. Or Shield.
True enough, Jack. But we need to know as much about their history as possible. Knowing where they come from and how they think will give us an advantage. If we can get into their heads just a little bit, it'll be an advantage when we're on their territory. Otherwise, we're totally blind. And that can only be a bad thing.
I agree with you there, lover. This isn't going to be easy. I don't like those laser blasters. They're not easy to fight against. We've been lucky so far because of numbers, but we don't know how many of them there are down there.
You're right. The laser blasters could be good weapons if they were in the right hands. So far, the people who've been using them haven't been good fighters. That's been our luck. That could change, though. Besides, if they have those, what the hell else do they have waiting for us?
It will be interesting to discover. At least we should have an idea of how the settlement is laid out, seeing as it seems to be a replica of the Pentagon.
Have we? Shit, Doc, I lived through all that. But I don't think I could tell you what it looked like, apart from the fact that it had five sides.
Good thing I try to read those old papers we find once in a while, because I've read a few things about it.
It's not the settlement that worries me, or their weaponry. It's ours. Too many small-caliber hand blasters, and the laser blasters we've got. Margie is too keen to use them.
JB's words were prophetic, as the blonde armorer produced one of the captured blasters next morning, as camp was being drawn. She interrupted a brief target practice to test the weapon. Examining the blaster from all angles, Margie noticed that JB had come to watch.
You know how to work these?
The only ones we ever found were broke. And hell, watching the way the illuminated ones fucked up with them, I'd guess they're not that great.
Hmm.
Margie smiled, and for a second resembled her sister, as one side of her mouth rose in a lopsided grin.
Maybe you just couldn't work it out anyway, sweetie. Just maybe I can do it better. Wouldn't that be something? If I could outdo the great John Barrymore Dix!